The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello there. This is Fred Brack reading for the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Our State magazine. Today's reading of Our State is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974 and underwriting our podcast for over 10 years. No, excuse me, 15 years. The copy says 10 years, but it was written 5 years ago. 15 years plus. Thank you very much, Carter Glass. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. So, this month we're going to do something a little different. It is the first reading for May. The date, I believe, is May 3rd, Tuesday, May 3rd. But I'm reading for this in April in our studio, and the May copy of the magazine has not arrived yet. Well, it turns out that every couple of months there's an insert in Our State magazine. It could be any one of a variety of topics. It could be food, it could be towns, it could be the mountains or whatever. And I've been holding on to this one that came recently. It might have even been this last month, I'm not sure. And I think I would like to read from this for you. So it is from Our State magazine. It's just not the current issue. It's a slightly older, but so many of those articles are not really time dependent. The title on this one is Town and Country in the North Carolina Piedmont. And there's two pictures on the cover. I certainly recognize the top one. It's downtown Durham. How can I tell? Because there's a water tower that says Lucky Strike on it in a red circle. And there is a sort of an orangey-red smokestack, which also says Lucky Strike on it and has the logo in the center. But the big words Lucky and Strike are written vertically in big white letters. And then you can see more of the city and its continually rising skyline in the background. And at the bottom, we have three cows looking at the photographer, wondering what in the world he is doing. So, Our State, Town and Country of the North Carolina Piedmont. In between the mountains and the sea, a region's roots found purchase in rich earth. Here, sandy soil and red clay became the base of booming industries that put us on the map. Today, our largest cities border rolling farmland, and traditions run deep. Welcome to the heart of North Carolina. There's a little note down here. This is page one, and I now see it says, on the cover at Homeland Creamery in Julienne, you'll meet dairy cows. In Durham, once world famous as a tobacco town, you can see bulls, the slugging kind. And on this page, where there are some tall, thin flowers with small lavender-colored petals and leaves surrounding them. It says, discover the soothing scent of Lavender Oak Farms in Chapel Hill, and that comes later on if we have time to get there. Overleaf, I see, half a dozen or more donuts, and every one is decorated differently, and there's a cup of coffee with cream here, and one with not so much cream. It says, welcome to the Piedmont, traditions and history. Discover the heart of North Carolina. Krispy Kreme. The glowing sign is a siren call, a thoroughly North Carolinian expression of carpe diem. The glazed, pillowy, soft donuts invented in Winston-Salem in 1937 used to be our secret, but we can share. Then, Overleaf. A sign in the late afternoon sun against a very pretty pinkish sky says Lexington Barbecue. At this legendary Piedmont joint, the meat is the thing, pulled from slow-roasted pork shoulders and enhanced by a dark, thin sauce or dip that's neither too mild nor too fiery. They're at 100 Smokehouse Lane, how appropriate, in Lexington. Biscuitville, beloved Greensboro-based Biscuitville, now with 59 locations across the Piedmont, has provided Southern comfort in all its flaky golden brown glory since 1975. Here is one of their wonderful biscuits. It has two pieces of sausage, and on top of each one of them is a big slab of cheese, and one of them is dripped over the edge. Mm-mm. And how about some cheer wine? We can't help but feel a little possessive when it comes to this celebrated soda. The bubbly Burgundy Nectar, invented in Salisbury, has been a cherished Char Heel treasure for more than 100 years. So here's a glass filled to the top with ice, and then cheer wine has been poured in. The ice is just crusting over the, it's crushed ice, just over the top of the glass, and the glass itself says, "Drink cheer wine," in that very familiar logo, which is oval. It's red. And the letters "drink cheer wine, soft drink since 1917 are all white. Then there's an ad for Elon University. It says, "Experience it for yourself. Stay at the Inn at Elon, our luxurious boutique hotel in the heart of campus, and create opportunities for generations to come." Elon.edu and the Inn at Elon.com. Overleaf, Seagrove Pottery. Seagrove is in the geographical center of the state, but for many people it's the center of the pottery universe. In an area naturally rich in red clay, potters built this community of studios and shops from the ground up, literally. And there's a picture of a man here. He has one hand outside a bowl, which flares out on his wheel, and his other hand inside. So I'm thinking he is trying to make everything very smooth as he pulls his hands up the edge as the wheel goes around. Tobacco. For generations, tobacco cultivated a livelihood for families in both field and factory, and built towns like Durham and Winston-Salem that put North Carolina on the map. Today, tobacco's legacy still pervades the state like the leaves' braided veins. Gold. Until 1848, North Carolina led the nation in gold production. And it all started in 1799 when Conrad Reed discovered a 17-pound gold rock in the Cabarrus County Creek. These days, signs of our rich past still sparkle throughout the Piedmont. Don't have any pictures of gold here. Let's see. On the next page, we're talking about textile mills with an old picture and a new picture. The caption says, "The South's first flannel mill, Revolution Cotton Mills, opened in Greensboro in 1898. Now it's home to apartments, restaurants, and galleries." So we have a black and white shot of the inside. Two men standing, partway down a long, long, long line of machines. I mean, it literally just disappears into the distance of this long building. And there's a white fabric on the machines, and they're one of them is just watching one of them, and the other appears to be making an adjustment, but there's nobody else in the picture. Textile mills in the early and the picture at the bottom is from the outside, the brick building, and it says the name Revolution is on a very, very tall smokestack, but that's where things have been converted to apartments, restaurants, and galleries. In the early 20th century, textile manufacturing made up the fabric of many Piedmont towns. Throughout the cotton-growing region, mills employed thousands of people and served as the heart of the villages that sprang up and around them. By the 1920s, North Carolina was the center of the textile industry, thanks to places like Greensboro, a.k.a. Jeansboro, which was once known as the denim capital of the world. Now a richly woven history is preserved in red brick. Ah, yes, I remember Piedmont Airlines. In 1948, a fledgling airline based in Winston-Salem made its maiden flight, soaring out of Wilmington on a trajectory that would shape the future of aviation across the state. By 1983, Piedmont had become the 10th largest airline in the United States, and until 1989, when it was acquired by U.S. Air, its success helped fuel the growth of the surrounding region. So here's a little pin that says Piedmont Airlines. It's up against like a pounded metal surface. It's all metal. And then above it in red is a horizontal line, and then three horizontal lines that go off at an angle up to the top right. And then down below is a black and white picture taken in the cockpit of the four gentlemen, and of course in those days they all were men, who flew the plane for us. And on the right-hand side, a close-up of a Piedmont plane. It says, an iconic blue and white DC-3 prop plane, in which the airline was synonymous, with which the airline was synonymous, has found a home at the Carolinas Aviation Museum in Charlotte. This is quite blue with some white trim. The Piedmont Airlines logo, just like the one I told you about with the red lines that go back at an angle, is behind the window of the plane. And right underneath the window it says, Bynum Merritt Hunter Jr. And down below in the shiny metal part, it says, Thomas H. Davis Pacemaker. And this was a prop plane. We are looking over the propeller. Here's a couple of zebras. They are giraffes with their necks crossed. Like the zebras, they have such distinctive markings, brown patches broken up by white or set on a white background. It's almost as if somebody came along with brown tile and laid it out on a patio with grout. And they have their necks crossed, and they're kind of looking out at the photographer. It says, at the edge of Uwari National Forest, you'll find a slice of savanna. The North Carolina Zoo, the Piedmont's largest, furriest, and most popular residence, can be found in Ashboro at the world's largest natural habitat zoo. Built at a time when the country was rethinking zoos, it was the first to radically reimagine ideas of habitat and captivity, seeking to provide animals with space to be, well, animals. Take the tram from North America to Africa to discover why the zoo has been North Carolina's favorite field trip since 1976. And here's an elephant in his little bit savanna. They have quite a long way they can walk around. This particular one seems to come to a narrow section here, but he's just standing there. And I can tell you that the North Carolina Zoo is considering doing something with audio description. They haven't made any commitments yet, but a lot of places like zoos and museums do hire professional audio describers to come in and narrate the visual wonder of their particular facility for people who are blind and have low vision. So we hope that happens in the future, and we'll tell you about it if it does. Okoniechee Speedway, O-C-C-O-N-E-E-C-H-E-E, lots of vowels. This historic speedway was born at the same time as NASCAR, lived a short but spectacular life, and then faded away into the woods in Hillsboro. But the forest that hid it for decades has given it new life as a hiking trail that pays tribute to its past. So we see the hiking trail up above. We see a little wooden platform you can go up and stand on, and some sort of a trail. I don't know whether it's paved or gravel or what, on the other side of the grassy area with some trees on it. Down below in black and white, it says, when it opened in 1948, Okoniechee was a thrilling and dangerous mile-long dirt track. Today, you can take a peaceful walk along the historic speedway's front stretch. A couple of ads, North Carolina's premier optimal living retirement community, Cambridge Village in Apex, and Elon Law. All ladies and gentlemen of Elon Law are here. Learn by doing and be a force for good. Law.elon.edu. I guess that's the law department at Elon. Pinehurst. Seasoned golfers know that a visit to Pinehurst isn't just about tea times at the legendary resort. The surrounding village offers rich history, charming shops, and fine flavors to fill a weekend on and off the greens. Here's a picture of a four-story, if we count those dormers up at top, white building with a cupola at the top of it. big covered entranceway, and in front of the covered entranceway, the bushes there are all carved and carefully trimmed to read Pinehurst, 1895. Somebody's always keeping after that to keep the N looking like an N and the E looking like an E, and that's tough work getting into the center there. And there's some pictures on the right-hand side. It says, before the first golfer comes strolling up the fairway, early risers can take in the natural beauty of the sandhills. So here's a main street over here, very nicely decorated with some flowers sticking out in beds that extend into where the parking area might have been. So not everything is parking along the edge. I see the Gemma Gallery, and I can't read any of the other signs on these brick buildings. Down below, there's a clock that says established 1895 Pinehurst, and it's a 5:39 when they took this picture, if you care. Before the first golfer comes strolling up the fairway, early risers can take in the natural beauty of the sandhills, and here's a picture across some sand and some scrub and some manicured lawn and then the walkway and then some woods. We live here, 20 Piedmont towns take a tour of the center of our state. Caption says, the tower cloud at Winston-Salem's Artivity on the green consists of 13, quote, smokestacks, which mimic the silhouette of the old R.J. Reynolds building, a nod to Winston-Salem's industrial past. So there's these metal rods going up into the area is what they're talking about, mimicking the smokestacks, and there's a young couple walking at night along the trail. Belmont Abbey, opposite page, founded in 1876, binds Belmont to its history, even as the monastery looks out over the growing downtown. The bells still ring out over Main Street, but they join the hum of conversation and the clinking of glasses on restaurant rooftops and on back patios. And a visit isn't complete without a detour to see the blooming beauty of Daniel Stowe Botanical Gardens. And that's shown on this page. We see it's shot such that we're looking right up the center of a long, narrow, man-made body of water. That is, there's like a stone wall on either side. It's about, I would say about 3 feet wide, and it just disappears into the distance into a fountain. And then on either side of the stone wall, there's about a six-foot section, which is manicured with all sorts of bushes. And then there's a six-foot section of pavers that are making walkways on either side, and if you get down near the other end, there's an archway made out of metal, and I'm thinking that's probably to have vines grow over the top. Very pretty picture. That would be the Daniel Stowe Botanical Garden. And Belmont Abbey is here. Two spires, each of which has a cross on it, and a very old brick building with a statue of some religious figure out in front of it, and a manicured lawn. How about Apex? The trains that roll through downtown Apex today see a town much like one that was there 100 years ago. That's because many of the buildings were constructed between 1870 and 1940, making this one of the most intact turn-of-the-century railroad towns in the state. Picture of downtown here, and some pizzas from Ann's Pizzeria. Chapel Hill, the quintessential college town, may be home to the University of North Carolina, the oldest public university in the nation, but it's more than just a center for academia. A stroll along Franklin Street reveals the southern part of heaven. This is taken at winter from above, a drone or perhaps a tall building. It's a white building of 2 stories high. It has a dome on top and has a 2-story lobby out in the front with 6 tall white columns and a lot of steps up to it. Just a little bit of them worn where the snow has fallen. Somebody's decided where the path will be going up the center. And there are other buildings in the distance also covered with snow. Here's an ad for the Guilford Battleground Company. Revolutionary North Carolina license plate. It says, help preserve the Guilford Courthouse National Military Park. Order your official North Carolina license plate at ncdot.org/dmv/online. They would like you to order the one that says Revolutionary. It has a picture of a soldier on a horse. And says Revolutionary in red on the top and North Carolina white against red on the bottom. You're always welcome to escape the daily grind. Experience our booming local food and brewery scene in Greensboro. You're welcome. Visit GreensboroNC.com. How about Carrboro? Right down the road from Chapel Hill, this funky, free-spirited town unfurls itself quickly and colorfully. Here, live music venues attract national acts, and award-winning restaurants entice out-of-town foodies. Carrboro is certainly an old southern town, but it's one that's just as hip as it is homey. Here we have brick buildings in downtown with colorful fronts on them. This middle one is purple. I think it says this and that. And it's next to a shop that says something wind. And beside one that says wax something or other. Sorry, can't read it. And then down below, there's some drinks in various shapes, glasses at the Steel String Brewery. And then here is a metal pan that says Acme Food and Beverage. And it has had something cooked in it. And the pan fits right into a piece of wood. It's placed for the handle and everything. So I guess they take it off the stove and set it there and give it to you. I don't think that's an egg in the center, but it's kind of like a potato with maybe a big hunk of butter in the center. And before the butter was put in, and it was run into the broiler or something like that. It looks really good. Then we have Durham. At more than 150 years old, the world-famous tobacco town turned innovation headquarters is a modern-day haven for bright minds, talented artists, and eclectic cuisine. But Durham isn't turning its back on the past. Instead, the city is continuing to honor the history held in its renovated red brick warehouses and buildings downtown. Three ladies sitting at a table in a triple or quadruple height lobby with all sorts of tall glass windows on two walls, kind of faded out in the light here. Big palm kind of leaning over the table a little bit. They're chatting. And it says the retro-inspired lobby of the Durham Hotel downtown, formerly a 1960s bank, is a coffee house by day and a restaurant by night. Concord. Being a New Englander, I'm always tempted to say Concord, but it's Concord around here. The centuries-old mill town was built on cotton, but today Concord's history is tended to even as it's reborn as something new. Downtown, you'll find the well-loved mainstays, plus once empty storefronts now occupied by sweet boutiques. This one's side of a brick building. It says Scotty Stores, which may be the old sign, because this next one is certainly an old sign. It's a huge mural with a woman holding up a bottle of Coca-Cola, and there's the big red Drink Coca-Cola logo, and it says a very old logo, and I know this one's from the 60s, things go better with Coke. Clayton, known for its rich black soil that's perfect for cultivating cotton, watermelon, and tobacco. Clayton grew up on farming. Today, agriculture is still a big part of life, and so is art. A performing arts center, sculpture trail, community garden, and rotating exhibits have inspired a wave of creativity. There's a bunch of ads on the next page. We're going to skip those and move on to Greensboro. This multicultural city is known for its history of civil rights advances and textile manufacturing. At LeBauer Park, the art installation Where We Met represents railroad lines and mills that brought together people from diverse races and cultures. Today, visitors from all walks of life gather on the city's front lawn. So basically, we just see a big lawn here, and they have some posts apparently on the sides, four corners or something, that hold some, I guess, metal wires, and from the metal wires is hanging a pink and purple gauze that is must flap around quite a bit in the breeze. Down below, Graham, bursts of color on city walls and shop windows and restaurant tables, like Smokehouse at Steve's, pictured here, are transforming downtown Graham into a vibrant, modern center for the community. But the past still permeates the present in the best way. Discover the Graham Cinema, a 1928 movie palace that still shows films. Then grab a stool and sip a milkshake at the Graham Soda Shop. We see the old cinema here with a traditional marquee. Hangs out in the front and is backlit, white, red letters stuck on the front. And then some delicious-looking steak over here on the left from Smokehouse at Steve's. Gastonia! This rapidly growing city is attracting new fans who are weaving together past and present at Webb Custom Kitchen, located in the historic 1927 Webb Theater. Banquettes in the balcony are the perfect spot to watch classic movies while tucking into dishes like skillet-seared jumbo scallops. So the balcony overlooks everything that's down below, and what's down below are some tables and the kitchen. So if you're up there, you can see everything. And here's some delicious-looking scallops. And down below, downtown Gastonia. Gastonia has drawn residents from bigger cities like Charlotte who are eager to take advantage of downtown living. High Point. We had the wood, hickory, white oak, loblolly pine, and the skilled craftsmen to fashion it into functional art. Our railways were much more than ready to deliver, so it was only a matter of time before High Point became known as the furniture capital of the world. For 5 days in the spring and fall, the city is famously home to the High Point Market, a furniture extravaganza. Year-round, though, the city abounds with unexpected finds. The little sidebar here says the U.S. headquarters of the Natuzzi Italia Furniture Company is a giant ship sailing through downtown. For the Italian designer, the shape symbolizes their journey across the Atlantic. And indeed, this does look a little bit like a ship. The end of the building is curved off at an angle of about 20 degrees and goes straight up. There's no windows in it, but there's three or four levels of windows that meet it coming along the sides. And there's a picture here of John Coltrane with his saxophone. I did not know that he was from High Point, but I certainly assume that is the implication that we have here. Well, we aren't going to get time to cover the rest of them, but that was an interesting little side journey out of the magazine, yet part of the magazine. And we've run out of time for it, so I hope you enjoyed it and that you'll be sure to listen next time. I'm Fred Brack, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's Reading of Our State magazine was underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Our State magazine is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call the studios, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.